episode 2716, If There Is Anything We Wish to Change.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. It's Friday. Yay! I could just burst at the seams. I don't know about you, but do you always look forward to Friday? Maybe not, but you know what? Today is a special day. My grandbaby's here. Oh, yes! Grandma is going to have a lot of fun, so come on. It's confession day. If there's anything we wish to change, well, let's talk about that. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. They keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. C.G. Jung says this, if there's anything we wish to change in our child, we should first examine it and see whether it is not something that could better be changed in ourselves. Are you holding your child to the standards that were set for you growing up? Or have you lowered or even raised those standards for your child? Being a parent does not come with a manual. It would sure be nice if it would, but I'm afraid nowadays, we may not follow it. Just look at what's happening in the world. And most are troubled with figuring it out when the kids show up. Talk about hands-on training. And it's so interesting as to what we see in our children and how we see it. Familiar traits, good or bad. Attitudes with not always gratitude. Yep, entitlement. Mannerisms that are the same. It's like, oh my gosh, why did they have to get the worst of me? Why couldn't they get the best of me? As you raise your children, you're faced with how you want your children to grow up and who you want them to become. But is that always the right way to view our children? Jung said that instead of focusing on what you want to change in the child, look at yourself. The standard of perfection is real. We want what's best for our kids, but at the same time, we want better kids. Think about that. Are you serving your child by holding them to the standard of perfection? Because it's a real thing. And yeah, we want what's best for our kids, but we also want better kids. So how is this serving our children? If you want to raise a child that will impact the world that he or she touches, you have to first become who you want to be. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Become who you want to be. Raising children has its ups and downs and all arounds. But one thing that will serve you most in parenting with less guilt is to be who God desires you to be. Who are you searching for? Seriously. Because sometimes we have children for various reasons. I know for me personally, I always wanted to be a mom. I don't know why. And I have worked with thousands of children in my lifetime already. And I'm very blessed to have been able to do that. And I still love serving in that capacity. Talk about being a grandparent, best thing ever. But it's interesting because a lot of us are, I wouldn't say afraid of children, but there is this fear of them. And it comes from a lot of different areas. One, maybe how you grew up, how you were raised. Like, do you really want to repeat that? I don't want to be like that person. You can't change your child, no matter how hard you try. But when your child experiences their mother making changes to better herself, your child is taking notes. They're watching. Charles Swindoll said, each day of our lives, we are making deposits in the memory banks of our children. What deposits are you making in your child every day? Do you want your child to see you struggle and gain success? Or would you rather your child see only what success looks like? Think about it. Not a typical thought to cross our mama minds, is it? Yet you and I have to be clear about how we are raising our children. Is it coming from you preparing the path? Or are you preparing the child for the path? Providing your children with everything only gives them a false sense of confidence. Parenting is about being real and still while being present. You don't have to run out and do everything. That is not your job. What you teach your child today equips your child for tomorrow. So beware of the standard of perfection. You don't always have it right. And more importantly, it's who you are becoming in the process. I want you to think about your reflection for a moment. What your child sees. If you were to sit there and study yourself, which most of us do not, and some would say, well, if you do, you're crazy. Well, I don't know. I just think you're more aware. And you don't have to be hypercritical of who you are, but there are some traits that, you know what? Gosh, if you work at it, you can make some changes. You can make a difference. I know for me, when I went through my tornado with our marriage, it wasn't just about our marriage that needed changes in. It was me. I had an anger issue. Now, my anger was not about being mean and, you know, where I would hurt people, nothing like that. So really, I mean, I guess I was a good angry person, but still, I did not want that to be in my children's upbringing. And so it was really kind of this kick in the seat of my pants, like, is this how you want your child to grow up? Is this how you want them to respond? Now, if you looked at me in the public eye, oh yeah, I was perfect. You would never see a flaw. Okay, maybe one or two. But when I was behind closed doors, man, it was like I could get frustrated at the silliest, stupidest things. Why? The standard of perfection. Seriously. It was truly a curse for me. So I had that standard of perfection. I had to live up to so much. And I love my dad to pieces. But that is one gift that I wish he did not give me. Now, it does come in handy for many things in my life. But when it comes to connecting that with anger, it is not a good combination. And so I really had to dig deep. I really had to look at myself. I had to study myself. I had to learn what triggered me. And again, I wasn't this, you know, hot to trot where I was throwing things and breaking things. No, I was the good angry person. I really was. But it still was a problem. There's no reason for me to get mad at my child because, well, they didn't put the books away exactly the way I would have put them away. And why didn't they know to put them away? I raised them better, the standard of perfection. You can't hide your reflection from your child because your child sees your reflection. Be who you want your child to see. It's a really big eye-opener for me. And a lot of people don't want to talk about this for shame. I don't know, maybe they're disgusted with themselves. How else can we grow? We have to support each other. There is no perfect mama on this planet. There is no perfect daddy on this planet. The only one who was ever perfect was Jesus Christ. And if we look to him and how we can be his hands and feet, that will change how you parent, how you lead in your household, how you lead in your marriage. It will change how you lead your life. But it's really difficult when all of our wonder is all caught up in the world and not in God himself. And so I want you to think about what you teach your child today equips your child for tomorrow. Are you holding your child to a standard of perfection, a standard that they cannot reach, at the same time thinking that you are preparing this path for them? No, you're to prepare the child so they can handle the path in which they'll walk. There is a difference. Take some time to reflect on this. There's no easy answer, but it is one thing that I really believe we need to bring to the forefront. I'm telling you right now, family is number one and should be always. But we are letting our families die. And I'm not saying literally. I'm saying our four walls are disintegrating. There is no commonality of ethics and morals. It's more of entitlement. You have to do this because I deserve it. How do you want your child to lead the world that they touch? Seriously, think about that. And let me ask a harder question. And maybe some of you, you might be thinking, Christiane, that's really far-fetched. But your child could be the president of the United States of America. How do you want him or her to lead? Seriously, think about that. We are looking so short-term when it comes to our children. We see what's just in front of us. Instead of saying, you know what? This is connected to this, which is connected to this, which is connected to this. That means I've got to stop it here because it could end up over there. We've got to be visionaries for our children. And that doesn't mean that you're painting the picture of who they're going to be when they grow up. That's their job to figure out. But you plant the seeds of greatness, the seeds of confidence, the seeds of you can do anything you set your mind to. And if you plant the seeds that you live your life the way God wants you to live it, then say no more. Let your actions and your words speak loudly. You can't hide your reflection from your child. Your child sees your reflection. So be who you want your child to see. Be authentic. Be vulnerable. Be sincere. Be kind. Be joyful. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.